It's Bob Perreault, and we're taking a look at another coach here on Hooray for Coaches, the new feature that we have here on Lake 88. And I'm joined by Trudy Klassen, who is a coach with the Special Olympics in our local area. Trudy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
So how did you get involved with the Special Olympics?
How I got involved, I started out, my husband had worked with Special Olympics through the police force, so I started out helping out, just doing a lot of the events that came up, the annual events, but I just wanted to do more, so I got more involved, and I decided to take on a coaching role, and I did that probably about 6 years ago. I started that, so I go out every week and help different activities that the athletes participate in.
So what type of coaching do you do? What different activities, what different sports?
I coach swimming. I'm the assistant coach for swimming. I help out coaching bocce. And for bowling, I don't necessarily coach. I go out and volunteer each week doing that. But swimming is probably my primary coaching, although I do coach a little bit of bocce as well.
I bet you it's an incredibly rewarding experience to get out there and to just be a part of this.
Oh my gosh, it's so, I can't even describe how rewarding it is. The athletes are so excited, and they see you when you come in, and they come over and they give you the biggest hug, and they're just, oh, you can't have a bad day. You go in, if you are having a day where you're a little bit down, you go in and they'll change that in within 5 seconds of being around them, because they're just so excited and they work so hard, and all they want to do is show you how good of a job they can do. So they're pretty amazing.
I can tell it's a really good time because you haven't stopped smiling since we started talking about this. And this is going to put you on the spot horribly, and I hate to do that, but is there any, you know, particular story or particular person, I'm sure there's many, who sort of stick out in your mind as, you know, you sort of stepping back and saying, yeah, this is why I do this?
Oh, just to pick a particular athlete is tough because they're all pretty amazing and they all have their own unique characteristics that just make it a joy to be around. Probably the ones that I work the most with, Chrissy, Robbie, Jesse, Danielle, I probably have been around them because they're also at a lot of the police events as well. So I've gotten to know them really well, but through the three different sports, through swimming, bocce and bowling, I've had a chance to work with probably close to 20 different athletes. David's another one. David, he's quite funny. He doesn't have a filter, so he says it like it is. So he can be pretty entertaining and certainly make us all laugh. Danielle has probably the brightest smile. I just loved her little smile. Chrissy and Jesse give the best hugs. I don't know. They just really enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy the coaches, and it doesn't matter whether it's myself or the other coaches. They're just so excited to see you. Tonight we have bocce, and I've had to take a couple weeks off, so it'll be my first day back in a few weeks, so I'm sure I'll have hugs aplenty. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that as well.
They teach you more than you teach them, right?
They do. They do. I can't explain exactly what it is, but it just makes you feel like there's just such an innocence about them, and just they, like I said, you feel good. You can't not have a bad day around them. It's impossible. I don't think I've ever had a bad day around them. And if I ever walked in and I had one of those days that we all have, or oh my goodness, what a day, it changes within 5 seconds. So you just learn to appreciate everything that you have and to appreciate everything that you can bring to the table as well.
Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with that we maybe didn't touch on here, Trudy?
Probably just the support, the local support that we have for Special Olympics, especially in Smiths Falls, because that's where we're based. They're amazing. They're so supportive. Every time we have fundraising events, everybody's so generous. And I just want everyone to know that that's appreciated. The athletes appreciate it. And it gives them the chance to continue the programming. We all do this on a volunteer basis, so it does take certain funds to be able to get them to competition and get them to different events. So everyone has been so supportive, and it's just important to note that that doesn't go unnoticed, and it's very much appreciated. And it allows us to help the athletes, allows them to be part of the community and to show the strengths that they have, and they just have fun. It's fun for them, and they do such a great job, and I'm so proud of them all.
Trudy Klassen is one of the coaches that we are highlighting here today on Hooray for Coaches on Lake 88. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
I'm Bob Perot. We have more features just like this one right here on this website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. And don't forget to check us out all day today on the air on Lake 88 as we highlight different coaches every single hour.